Welcome back, everyone, to our deep dive all about the Internet of Things.
IoT. I'm
IoT.
for.
Yeah, IoT. We're going to really try to like break it down
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
help business leaders like you understand how it can help you
I mean,
increase revenue, streamline operations, and
business
even
risks.
manage risks.
Yeah.
So I think a good way to think about this is, we all use the internet to connect where people share information.
Right.
Well, imagine extending that same capability to your refrigerator,
Yeah.
your traffic lights,
Yeah.
even the machines in your factory. That's the power of the IoT.
It sounds pretty futuristic, but I'm guessing it's already having a real impact on businesses.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Think of it like a web of data points, all interconnected and talking to each other. This isn't something that's entirely new.
Right.
The steam engine revolutionized transportation and agriculture, but then we had telegraph lines running along those railway tracks, managing the flow of goods and information.
The IoT is that next evolution. It's using the internet to create an even more efficient and responsive system.
Okay, so we've got all these things connected, generating data, but how do businesses actually like tap into this and use this to their advantage?
That's where APIs come in. Think of them as the pipes that connect these data points,
Okay.
allowing different systems to talk to each other, share information.
Right.
There's two main types, data APIs and function APIs. Data APIs are like turning on a tap to access external data. Need to know real-time traffic conditions to optimize your delivery routes. There's a data API for that.
Okay, interesting. And then what about function APIs? Those sound kind of intriguing.
Yeah. Imagine you could send your data to a specialist
Okay.
who performs a specific task for you. Let's say you need to translate a bunch of documents into different languages.
Right.
Instead of hiring a team of translators, you could use a translation API
Right.
to do the job quickly and efficiently.
Oh, that's cool. So APIs are like these handy tools that give businesses access to data and specialized services without having to build everything from scratch.
Yeah.
That sounds like a huge time and cost saver.
It is. It's about working smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Companies like Google and Amazon
Right.
built entire empires by selling access to their data and services through APIs.
Wow.
And you might even be sitting on a gold mine of valuable data without even realizing it.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's get down to the bottom line. How can all of this, help business leaders make better decisions, improve their operations, ultimately boost their profits?
Think about it in terms of reducing costs,
Okay.
increasing efficiency,
Okay.
and unlocking new revenue streams.
Got it.
For example, a manufacturing company could use sensors on their machines
Right.
to monitor performance and predict maintenance needs before a breakdown even occurs.
Okay.
This avoids costly downtime
Right.
and keeps production running smoothly.
Makes sense. Instead of reacting to problems, you're anticipating them, taking proactive steps.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And then there's the potential for creating new revenue streams.
Right.
Let's say you have a unique data set or a specialized algorithm that could be valuable to others. You can package that data or service and offer it through an API,
Okay.
essentially turning your expertise into a product
Right.
that you can sell.
So, okay, we've covered the basics of IoT and APIs, and I'm starting to see how powerful all of this is.
Yeah.
But I'm also wondering about the practical applications. How are businesses actually like using this technology in the real world?
Well, that's what we're going to dig into next. We'll explore real-world examples across various industries, from transportation and logistics to healthcare and even e-commerce. You'll be surprised at just how widespread the impact of IoT and APIs already is. Let's start with something everyone can relate to: online shopping. You ever notice how smoothly the payment process works when you buy something online?
Yeah.
That's often APIs in action, connecting the e-commerce platform to payment gateways
Yeah.
for a seamless checkout experience.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it probably reduces a lot of headaches for the business too. Fewer abandoned carts, happier customers.
Exactly. It's not just about retail. Think about the travel industry. When you book flights or hotels online, APIs are working behind the scenes,
Okay.
pulling real-time data on availability, pricing, even personalized recommendations.
So it's like having a personal travel agent working 24/7, gathering information and presenting it to you in a way that's easy to digest.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And the travel industry has really embraced this technology.
Right.
Some airlines are even using APIs to connect with ride-sharing services,
Oh, wow.
offering passengers seamless transportation options from the moment they land.
Now that's what I call a smooth travel experience. What other industries are being impacted by IoT and APIs?
Healthcare is a great example. Think about all the different players involved in your healthcare journey. Doctors, hospitals, pharmacies, insurance companies.
Right.
APIs are being used to securely share patient information between these providers, streamlining workflows and improving care coordination.
So instead of having your medical records scattered across different systems, it's all accessible in one place.
That's right.
That must be a game changer for both patients and healthcare professionals.
Absolutely. And we're even seeing the rise of AI-powered diagnostics.
Wow.
Where algorithms analyze medical images and data to help doctors make more accurate diagnoses.
It's amazing to think about how technology is transforming healthcare.
Sure.
What about other industries? Any surprising applications of IoT and APIs out there?
The transportation and logistics sector is being revolutionized.
Okay.
Imagine a logistics company with hundreds of trucks on the road.
Yeah.
By equipping those trucks with IoT sensors, they can track location monitor, fuel consumption, even analyze driver behavior all in real time.
So they can optimize routes, reduce fuel costs, improve safety, all thanks to these connected sensors. That sounds like a win-win for the company and the environment.
Exactly. And it's not just trucking.
Right.
Think about shipping companies tracking cargo containers across the globe.
Yeah.
Or even ride-sharing companies using data to optimize pricing and match riders with drivers more efficiently.
Wow. It sounds like IoT and APIs are giving businesses a whole new level of control and visibility over their operations.
That's right. It's like having a bird's eye view of your entire business.
Right.
Allowing you to make data-driven decisions in real time.
And we're just scratching the surface of what's possible, right? I mean, we haven't even talked about smart cities, smart homes,
right,
or the potential of medical IoT.
You're absolutely right. We're on the cusp of a truly connected world where virtually every object can be a source of data and insight.
So as a business leader, where do you even begin?
Yeah.
It's all so exciting, but also a little overwhelming.
The key is to start small.
Okay.
And focus on specific business challenges. What are your pain points? What are you trying to achieve?
Okay.
Once you have a clear goal in mind,
right,
you can start exploring how IoT and APIs can help you get there.
That's great advice. Don't try to boil the ocean.
Right.
Identify a specific problem and see if there's an IoT or API solution that can help you solve it.
Exactly. And there are plenty of resources available to guide you along the way.
Okay.
There are consultants, online communities, and even platforms,
right,
that make it easy to connect with API providers and build custom solutions.
So it's not about becoming a tech expert overnight. It's about understanding the potential of these technologies and how they can be applied to your specific business needs.
That's the key takeaway here.
Yeah.
Don't be intimidated by the technology.
Right.
Embrace the possibilities and start exploring how you can leverage the power of IoT and APIs to drive your business forward.
Before we get too ahead of ourselves, what are some of the challenges or pitfalls that businesses should be aware of when it comes to implementing these technologies?
That's a great question and something we should definitely address.
Right.
While the potential of IoT and APIs is huge, it's important to go into this with your eyes wide open.
Okay.
We'll delve into some of the key considerations in the next segment.
So you mentioned some challenges with implementing these technologies. What are some of the things businesses need to be cautious of?
Well, one of the biggest concerns is security. When you have billions of devices connected to the internet, you're also creating billions of potential entry points for hackers.
Right.
Businesses need to prioritize data security and make sure they have robust systems in place to protect sensitive information.
It's like having a bigger house means you need a more sophisticated security system to keep everything safe.
Exactly. And it's not just about preventing data breaches. It's also about protecting user privacy. As we gather more and more data, we need to be mindful of how that data is being used,
right,
and make sure we're being transparent with our customers.
So responsible data management is crucial. What about the practical side of implementing these IoT solutions? Are there any hurdles there?
Yeah, integration can be a challenge.
Yeah.
With so many different devices and platforms out there, making sure everything can communicate seamlessly can be tricky. You might have legacy systems that need to be updated, or you might need to invest in new software or hardware to make it all work together.
So it's like trying to fit puzzle pieces together that weren't necessarily designed to go together.
That's a great way to put it. And then there's the issue of data overload. IoT generates massive amounts of data.
Right.
And businesses need to have the right infrastructure and tools to process and analyze all of that information effectively.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just drowning in data without being able to extract any meaningful insights.
So you need the right tools and expertise to make sense of all that data and turn it into actionable intelligence. Sounds like there's a lot to consider, but the potential benefits seem to outweigh the risks.
Absolutely. The key is to approach it strategically.
Right.
Start with a clear understanding of your business goals.
Right.
And then identify specific problems you're trying to solve or opportunities you want to capitalize on.
Okay.
From there, you can start exploring the world of IoT and APIs to see what solutions might be a good fit.
It's about finding the right tools for the job.
Yeah.
And not being afraid to experiment and learn as you go.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask for help. There are plenty of experts and resources available to guide you along the way. The future is connected.
Right.
And the businesses that embrace this reality will be the ones that thrive in the years to come.
Well, it's been a fascinating deep dive into the world of IoT and APIs. Thanks for sharing your insights. And for our listeners, remember this. The world is changing rapidly, and the Internet of Things is playing a key role in that transformation. Whether you're a small business or a large enterprise, understanding how to leverage these technologies can give you a competitive edge and open up a world of new possibilities.
It's an exciting time to be in business, that's for sure. And as the IoT landscape continues to evolve, we can only imagine what incredible innovations lie ahead.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.